Is your hairline receding at all?
I don't think it has been, but like it, you know, it happens so gradually. It's hard to really know.
You get a mirror out right now and it's like halfway up your head.
Oh my God.
You are physically incapable of lying ever again, but you get $10 million. Do you take it?
I'm already physically incapable of lying.
Shut up. You're lying right now.
The movie Liar Liar was based on my life, even though I was like 5 at the time.
Was it I actually was going to ask you this off mic, but whatever. I was watching Yes Man on Netflix last night.
That's the other Jim Carrey movie where he can only say yes.
Very similar concept.
Yeah.
To Liar Liar, right?
Yeah.
I was half asleep, so I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think there's any magic involved in Yes Man.
No, I think he's just trying to live his best life.
Yeah. Is there magic involved in Liar Liar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that was my question.
It's like Wishing Fountain magic, I think.
Right.
I think the kid wishes in a fountain.
Okay. Okay. But also, like, those are the same movie, right?
Well, no. Liar Liar is clearly way better.
That's true. I looked when I saw that Yes Man was on Netflix, I checked to see if I could watch Liar Liar instead. And I couldn't.
We should play them simultaneously and see if they sync up. See if there's a conspiracy.
Like a Dark Side of the Moon Wizard of Oz sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. Would you...
But would I take the money?
Yeah. Would you take... It's another stupid amount question. I know we both hate these ones.
Could I be paid off to never
lie
again?
Yeah. But you're physically incapable of it. It's not like a choice. You don't get to take it and then lie about...
I think I'd take it because I don't feel like I lie enough to... Like I'm giving up that much, you know? If anything, I tell like small lies day to day just to not offend people as much. But
that's what I mean.
Usually it doesn't work anyway, so I might as well just be 100% transparent.
See, for me, it's a much harder. Like I don't know that I would.
Okay. Like it would suck to not be able to lie. Like I'm sure you'd want to still lie.
I think we need to watch Liar Liar because it turns his life upside down real quick. And I think you're not taking into account... I know that he's like a liar in that movie, but you're also not taking into account all the things. Like, just take stock of what you say every day and how much of it is not quite the whole truth. Like, I really don't think it's as easy as you're thinking.
Well, I would just take to not talking or communicating more then.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if in this scenario, like if you're asked to direct question, if you can avoid it like politician style, because
plead the fifth a lot.
Yeah, that would be a way to work around it. But yeah, if you couldn't do that, then I don't know if I would take $10 million. Honestly, it seems like a really life ruining debilitation.
Yeah, that would be like a form of Tourette's almost, like whenever somebody said something, you had to say the most truthful thing that came to your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would ruin all your relationships. You basically would be giving up relationships for $10 million.
Well, you'd have to find that person that was like an enlightened spiritual person or something.
Yeah. I don't know if you could have a job either. I feel like a lot of jobs are...
Not in customer service, that's for sure.
But you might not need one if you had $10 million, so... There's that.
Yeah, I don't think you have to work in this arrangement.
So you would,
which is key.
So you would take the money, wouldn't have a job anymore. You'd just sort of become some kind of monk almost.
Yeah. A monk without a credo. It's like a rebel without a cause, but a monk without a meaning.
I like that a lot. Yeah, you'd have to be. I don't think you could do it otherwise. You couldn't have a normal life anymore anyway. I don't think so.
Maybe. Maybe you just start hanging out with like really old people. They don't give a fuck.
That's true. They are more truth-telly, I think.
Yeah. and babies.
Well, kids in general.
Yeah,
even just young kids. Although yeah. I
maybe that you should would become a teacher.
I on second thought though, I don't think you want to be around children without being able to lie. You'd be calling a lot of kids ugly.
Yeah.
And
well, I would, yeah.
And giving them a lot of poor reviews of their work, etc.
Terrible, terrible. Yeah. Molding them. Like, my kindergarten class would be like Whiplash.
Wow, Timmy, this is horrible. Your mom's not going to like that. She's probably got like 8 shell necklaces already, and this one is bad. So why don't you go disassemble this, start over?
If you want my honest opinion, Timmy, I think maybe arts and crafts are not for you.
Go back to eating glue.
Did you ever eat glue?
No. Did so, you?
Well, not like a bunch of it. There was...
What?
I distinctly remember this time. I'm going to say grade 2. 1 or 2. When we were... we were making Cheerios art.
Okay, well, gluing, that's not fair. Because gluing
Cheerios.
Food.
Or gluing Cheerios onto plates. And my friend was like, you know, you can just dip the Cheerio in glue and eat it. It's like it was a secret. I tried 1 or 2. I was like, yeah, it's not for me. I remember he ate like a bunch of them. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like the Cheerios are good, but.
The dip is a little strong.
Yeah, I'll take mine without dip, I guess. Thanks.
That's really funny. I love how kids present things as secrets sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's just some stupid shit they thought of, and they're like, guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a point when, there's a point in development when you can picture that other people have minds, right?
Right.
And that they can know things that you didn't know, and that the things that you think of aren't automatically in their brains.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
So that is fun. Imagine just thinking that. Imagine being in a hive mind, or imagine thinking you were a hive mind your whole life, but you're just yourself.
And you think that's what kids go through?
Kind of, yeah, in a way.
Here's a question: you don't have kids, and I don't think you spend a lot of time around kids.
Almost none.
At what age would you estimate that turns on?
Probably like 5, maybe 5 or 6.
I think you're probably like way too old, and parents right now are like, are you serious? 6 years old?
Well, I grew up in a small town, so kids back there are a little slower.
For your core group, it was 6.
Yeah.
And older. There's yeah. some that still aren't aware.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Jeff's Thinking Face. He's making it right now.
Can you only communicate by voice because your fingers are broken? Call us at the Super Good Question hotline, 1-888-BARK-56. That's 1-48-BARK-56. And you can also reach us on Twitter if your voice is broken, but your fingers work. That's at SuperGoodPod.
So we've got a special segment on today's show. It's called Board Games. And today's board game is Balderdash. For those of you who haven't played Balderdash, basically... you have to make up a definition for some really obscure word provided to you by the game and convince the other players that that's the real meaning. Well, today, Andrew, I'd like to do something we don't normally do and ask some questions that have definitive answers.
Okay.
I'm going to read you all 5 of the words on this Balderdash card, and you tell me what you think they mean. I'll tell you the real definition after.
Okay.
And we can talk about how it's wrong.
Okay.
The first word is scurfer.
That's a petite surfer. Skinny Surfer.
Okay. That's pretty close. I would have said, like, I would have gone the surfer route too, but like a scuzzy surfer. Like, he's like unkept.
Isn't that all surfers?
Yeah, I guess that's just a surfer. Yeah. It's redundant. But the real definition is one who removes dirt and scales from the inside of steam boilers.
Hmm. Okay.
What are those scales doing in there, bro? You boiling lizards?
It's not scales like that, but okay. Continue.
The second word. Peron. P-E-R-R-O-N. Peron.
That's when you owe a Weasley some cash. And you've got to pay him.
Touche. Yeah, one Peron. Well, this card says an outside flight of steps. But
what?
Your definition's much more correct.
An outside flight of steps.
Yeah.
They're all called Peyrons.
I know. This game is ridiculous. Like, sometimes there'll be the most ridiculous word for something so commonplace, and you'll be like,
are they made come up? On. Are they real? Could we look that up in a dictionary right now and find it?
I don't know. I've never cross-checked Balderdash.
Well,
I think it's frowned upon.
We might have
bad to. Form.
Okay.
The word number three, limacious.
That is a new flavor of 7-Up.
Yeah. I don't know why they haven't tried to use this word yet. But actually, it has a pretty gross meaning, so this is probably why. It's limacious means pertaining to a garden slug.
Pertaining to?
Yeah. Like, wow, that trail looks so limacious. I bet it was a slug.
Gross.
Yeah.
Do you know the term snail trail for like when your woman sits down somewhere after without pants on?
Yeah.
So is it sort of limacious?
Yeah. I guess that's she's left a limacious mark.
Yeah. All right.
Love it. Okay. Word number four. I love this one. Gotta start using it more. Dinomania.
I mean,
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by the definition.
It's obviously a spinoff of Beast Wars, the cartoon.
Oh, man. I was at... this is funny. Good tie-in, segue. I was at the Silver Snail on the weekend.
Comic book store.
Yep. And they had a Waspinator and a Rat Trap figurine on display. I think they were like $45 each.
Really?
I almost left with both of them.
Like, just the original toys, or?
Well, they're like the transforming action figures. Not the sculpture type, but actual.
Like the actual play toys that we had as kids.
Well, I never had any of this particular lineup.
Oh.
But yeah, they're the original lineup from the show.
And those toys are worth how much now?
$45 each.
I should have kept all that stuff.
That's probably not much higher than their original retail. And they were out of box,
well, too. After inflation, definitely.
Yeah.
I could never find a Rat Trap back in the day. I don't think I had a Waspinator either, actually. I had Cheetor.
Oh, man. Cheetor was my favorite. I would have bought a Cheetor for sure.
I had the white Cheetor.
Oh, man.
The white tiger version.
Yeah, after they get upgrades in like season four or something.
I had a really cool shark one. I don't remember his name.
Sweet. I don't remember a shark character.
Me either, but I had the toy. And I got it in the States, and nobody else had it. But it was an official Transformer.
It was a knockoff.
No, it was real.
It was a Transformer.
I'm going to look it up. It was a dino whatever this word is. I'm going to look it up after and show you that it was real. And then I also, the pièce de résistance was my Megatron or whatever his name was in the show.
Yeah.
The full-on T-Rex. The
purple T-Rex, yeah.
I had that guy.
Yeah, I saw the purple T-Rex at the Vintage Toy Show. It was a much larger version.
Yeah.
Also tempted to buy. I saw this amazing original Megatron, like from like the Robots in Disguise days.
Right.
It was $100 out of box, but still.
It's not that bad.
It was like a foot tall.
Yeah.
Man.
Great.
It's a beautiful piece. But unfortunately, Dinomania is not a spinoff of Beasties, aka Beast Wars. And in fact, is an irresistible urge to dance.
Yeah, definitely going to start using that. I like that a lot. I don't know why it's called Dinomania, though.
I know. Like, Dino must have something to do with moving, like, dynometer,
oh, right. Dino. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So is there one more word?
There's one more word.
Okay.
And it's a doozy. The word is Bananti.
Can you spell it?
I can. It's a weird one. Bananantigh.
Okay.
Bananti.
That's when Gwen Stefani hits her head right before going on stage to sing her famous song about bananas.
Oh. I get it. Took me a little too long. The song banana, B-A-N-N-T-I, yeah. Forget.
You got it.
Got it. Well, according to this, it's just another word for a housewife.
Wait, what? Say the word again.
B-A-N-N-T-I.
B-A-N-N-T-I.
Mm-hmm.
Now say it in a sentence replacing the word housewife.
It's hard to find a good Bananti these days.
Bad sentence, but okay. Still don't like the word. I did notice that a lot of balderdash words are just more complicated words for things that already have words.
Yep. No reason to use any of these words except Dinomania.
Dinomania.
And
love it.
And Limacious.
Yeah, both good. Cool. I think we could maybe do that again someday.
All right. We might rename the segment, but this has been Board Games.